I want to talk today a little bit about the call to action in as much as it relates to websites. We need to have a call to action on every single page on a website. But the two things I want to say about this, and first off, I want to take a step back and actually look at it in the context of the overall site itself. We've talked about this before. One of the things that we need to give a great deal of consideration to in the beginning is what we want our site to do. Now, in some cases, that might be to sell, it might be to get people to sign up, it might be to get people to inquire, a whole host of different things. Your site needs to have an overall call to action. What is it that you wish to achieve with your site? And that can determine the structure and the type of calls to action that you have on individual pages. The second thing is that it's not just having a simple one-off call to action on each page. It will need to be duplicated several times on a page depending on how the page is structured. So for example, let's say that you want people to click through on a particular offer. You have that at the top of the page, so it's the first thing that visitors see when they click through onto that particular page. But at that stage, perhaps your visitors can't make a decision. So the next thing you do is give them a list of benefits. Below the list of benefits, you repeat the click-through offer. That in itself might not be enough. So then you go on to perhaps produce some testimonials or some further benefits and again have your action to click. So you may have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 click-through points on the call to action that you have on that particular page, depending on the size, the length, and the various other bits of content. So just not one, but a number of visible click-throughs, because if your information and detail or your customer gets below the fold, gets further down, and the top of the screen scrolls off, then they may lose that click-through point. So have several action points on a page, all the same action. Don't confuse pages by having different calls to action at different points, but also look upon it within the context of the overall what it is I am trying to achieve on this particular site.